Memory is kind of a funny thing. Our ability or even our inability at times to remember things. There are days where I can remember phone numbers of childhood friends, and then there are days where I can't remember what I had for lunch. Memory is a funny thing. And if we're reading our Holy Father, Pope Francis, closely, actually in these last months, he keeps on returning to a theme about memory. He calls it the grace of memory. The grace of memory. What does he mean by that? He's encouraging us to remember those moments in our lives where we encountered Christ in a memorable way, where we experienced the love of God in a way that was very clearly revealed to us as coming from God. Those moments, whether those moments were 50 years ago or last week, to keep those in mind and to return to them again and again and again. And the reason why this theme of the grace of memory came to mind this morning for me was because of our readings. From the Acts of the Apostles, the conversion of Paul, but also this Bread of Life discourse from John 6. And there seems to be two main things about this grace of memory. Two main things we need to, in fact, remember. And it's this. First, what the Lord has done for us. And second, what the Lord has said to us. This first reading from Paul is a reminder that we need to keep in mind of what the Lord has in fact done for us. And Paul's a great example for that. Think how many times throughout the life of Paul that he needed to step back and say, wow, the Lord has done a lot for me. I went from being a man that was actively persecuting the church, breathing murderous threats, as the reading said, to become a man who is proclaiming the name of Jesus throughout Israel. Think how many times Paul had to remember that, to remember what the Lord had done for him. Had to remember. But also it's important to remember what the Lord says. Those times where we felt like he's speaking to us, whether it's in his word or whether it's just the Lord speaking to us without words, just a sense of awareness of his presence in our lives. Those times the Lord has spoken to us. Think how many times these apostles had to go back to John 6 when Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me. Think of all those times people said, your Lord really said that? Christ really said that? And they had to go back again and again and again to remember what the Lord had said to them. So maybe today we could ask the Lord for the grace of memory to remember those two things, what he's done for us and what he continues to say to us, because that is the place where we encounter Christ.